Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by just going to rumble.com/Mark Parham and I should pop up. So I was looking at a video where somebody was talking about the Chinese owning a lot of land and farmland in America. And my question is, why do the Chinese own so much farmland in America? Like, again, we talk about national security and safety and all these other things, but it seems like, you know, Americans are more focused on getting as much money as we can as, individuals versus, looking at the repercussions of some of these things. So, I mean, some of the decisions that we make. And so, you know, it just goes to show you that, I guess, you know, America's for sale, because you go over to some of these other foreign countries, I mean, they make it tough for Americans to buy land, to own property, to do all these things. And in America, you know, we just sell to anybody. And again, I saw a video on this. It's, I think a lot of people would be surprised to know that some of these foreign countries own so much stuff in America. I mean, even though, you know, some of these real estate purchases and land purchases, some of them are owned by, I guess, you know, different individuals and things like that in companies. But I mean, when you really look at it, a lot of these people are connected back to the CCP. So even though you might have a guy come in and say, oh, well, I'm going to buy a property for, you know, a business that does whatever, a lot of these people that have the money and resources to come over and buy these things in America are connected to the Chinese government and have to, as they quote, say, quote unquote, play ball with the Chinese government. With the Chinese government, you know, if you're not willing to, you know, do some of the things they want you to do, then they make it very hard for you to do business. And so I just find it amazing that, you know, when Americans come over to these other countries, they make it so difficult to get real estate and to get property, to get apartments, get all these things. And, you know, when foreigners come to America, we just roll out the red carpet. And it just goes to show you that, you know, sometimes we don't keep our eye on the ball, and we really need to start thinking about our national security, because, you know, everybody with money doesn't necessarily have good intentions. So it again, I saw a video on it. It amazes me to see how, I'm not surprised, because, you know, a lot of people in America are concerned about making as much money as they can. But, you know, do you want to make as much money as you can, or do you want to actually sit back and do business with, you know, folks that, you know, don't have bad intentions? So again, I know I'm rambling, but people, I think the American government, I think people need to start researching, you know, who's buying up some of the land in America, and who's, you know, buying up some of this real estate in America, because it'll really surprise you to see that a lot of these folks are not people that you would want to do business with. You know, that's just my opinion. But again, let me know in the comments section, why do the Chinese own so much land in America? Let me know how you feel in the comment section.